hello, and welcome to The Mailbag. I'm Drew Doherty. This is DP Sidhu. Thanks so much for joining us. We're answering your questions that you sent in on Facebook, and we start with one from Chad Martinez, and he says, the team is obviously struggling. If the problem is not Schaub or Kubiak, then what is it, and what do we need to do about it? But good question. There are a few problems because
what do we need to do about it?
Yeah, I know. The Texans are, let's keep a reminder out there, they are 2-1 headed into the Seattle game. So you can't say that things are awful, but they all admit they haven't played the way they wanted to. Schaub took ownership of the problems from last Sunday's loss to Baltimore. He did it on game day. He did it during the middle of the week and said, hey, once the ball leaves my hands, you know, I'm the guy who has the ball last. So when the ball leaves my hands, I've got to make sure I'm clean with it. Offensive coordinator Rick Dennison said the same. But there are some other things going on the football team. You don't want to see a punt return for a touchdown happen. There are some guys who miss tackles there. And, you know, the Texans need to do a little bit better job of red zone defense. So you can pick and choose a variety of miscues that happened on Sunday.
And to add on to that, penalties.
Oh.
You know, I mean, if you're not playing disciplined football, you're not going to win if you've got 14 penalties.
Definitely. Good point. Let's answer one from Ray Cobb. He says, do you see an issue in the defensive secondary? It seems that a lot of first downs are made with passes over the middle. Thanks for the question, Ray. And, hey, like the rest of the team, the secondary could probably play a little bit better, but I don't think passes over the middle were really a factor in the loss to the Ravens because, you know, they went up the sidelines and attacked the guys like Jonathan Joseph and Kareem Jackson. And I think Ed Reed being in there was a big factor in all of that. So they didn't go over the middle because Ed Reed was there.
I absolutely agree. I think with Ed Reed back in the game, you take away the middle of the field. And Joe Flacco did what he knew that he had to do, which was throw the ball down the sidelines to Torrey Smith, who always seems to be a problem for cornerbacks for this team.
Yeah, he's had some big games against the Texans in the past. We got a good one from Brian C. Laverins. He wants to know, how is Brian Cushing's knee doing, and does he feel like he is 100%? Well, if you ask Cush, he says, hey, I'm fine, I'm 100%, and he looked pretty good the first three games in. So I don't know that Brian Cushing's knee is giving him problems or anything like that. And again, I'm not Brian Cushing, but I think he's fine.
I think he's great, and I think that first pick six at San Diego sort of showed you that he's back, and he may be even better than before. He's worked really hard this offseason. And a funny thing about ACL injuries, a lot of people say that the knee they've rehabbed is actually stronger than the other knee. So, you know, as far as the knee that was injured, I think he's fine, too. He said he was full go in training camp.
Yes, knocking on wood all over the place. Brian Wunderlich says, this being Ben Tate's contract year, do you see the Texans trading him if we lose the next two games? I don't think the Texans are going to lose the next two games, first of all, and I don't think they would make a trade because even if you lose two more games, what does that make you, 2-3? So you're still just a game under 500? That's not an awful place to be. You can still come out of a little bit of a hole, that being the case. But as far as the two running backs, you want them in there because, hey, what if Andrew Foster runs into some injury struggles? Then you're left with a rookie, Sierra Wood, if you had traded Ben Tate. So no, I think you're going to see Ben Tate play it out this year.
I think that the loss, win-loss differential doesn't really affect Ben Tate. If he's playing well, then he's playing well. And it just doesn't seem like the Texans to trade a player mid-season like that. They're not going to jump the gun on him just quickly after two games like that. And you're right, Arian Foster, I mean, you don't want him to carry the bulk of the carries and to be your workhorse on this team. So no, I don't see that happening.
Hey, Bakari Walker has a really good question. Do you think not having Dwayne Brown last week threw the O-line off? Bakari, good question. And Ryan Harris, all things considered, did a solid job in helping protect Matt Schaub. But Dwayne Brown was an all-pro last year. And when you go from an all-pro to a guy who's not an all-pro, you're going to see a drop-off. And Dwayne, Ryan, Wade Smith all talked about how, as a whole, the offensive line needs to play better.
The offensive line, these guys, they're used to just grunting or signaling to each other to know what the other is doing. They're a different breed, as Gary Kubiak says. And while Ryan Harris does hold it down, you do see that Schaub early in that Baltimore game was releasing the ball a lot quicker. And maybe that had something to do with the fact that he wasn't as confident with his blind side being secured as he normally is. So it's absolutely possible. And when Dwayne Brown comes back, if they start winning more games, we'll know that it is a factor. There's just no good replacement for an all-pro left tackle.
Yeah, it's just going to be a drop-off no matter what. All right, final question comes from David Reza Shakarizas. I'm sorry if I messed up that last name.
But it sounds really cool the way you said it, though.
Shakarizas, so I'm going to go with that in my brain. Does the team ever go out to restaurants together and pig out on food buffets? And is it a high point of their weekly routines? Well, I don't know that they pig out necessarily, but I know that they eat well on Thursday nights typically. That's when, by position groups, they'll go out. So you'll see tweets, texts from the O-line saying, check out this food, and blah, 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 blah. They'll go and eat at steakhouses or other places. But yeah, they definitely go out and get together. It's kind of a camaraderie type of thing.
You know what I find interesting is that I talked to Antonio Smith, and I said, when you guys get on the plane for these away games, you eat so healthy. One will grab an apple, someone will grab just a water, and the rest of us are pigging out on the plane. And he said, that's because they bring in Frenchies, fried chicken, to the locker room at 9 in the morning on a Saturday before they leave for an away game. So they sneak in their cheap meals pretty regularly.
Yeah, good meals, cheap meals, it doesn't really matter. But hey, Bakari Walker gets the $50 worth of Texas Lottery scratch-offs because he had the best question. So for DP City, I'm Drew Doherty. We thank you so much for watching this mailbag, and we can't wait to talk with you again next week.